Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Welcome to Sunday Cantata on the 21st Sunday after Trinity. In this week's program, we will hear a cantata by Johann Sebastian Bach that places us in the middle of the central experience of every Christian, the struggle between faith and doubt, belief and unbelief. In the process, we will not only get to hear some extraordinarily beautiful and moving music, but also learn what the source and nature of true faith is. Hello, my name is Tapani Simayoki, and I'm the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire. If you haven't done so recently, let me invite you to visit the website of Our Saviour Lutheran Church to find out who we are, what our weekly congregational life consists of, to listen to recordings of Sunday sermons and midweek Bible studies, and more. Today's Gospel text is from the end of the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, the account of the healing of an official's son. The crucial part of the reading relates to the power of faith in Jesus. Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. The unknown librettist of Bach's Cantata No. 109, written in Leipzig in 1723, opens up this passage by way of another healing, from the ninth chapter of Mark's Gospel, where another father responds to Jesus' call for faith with the words, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Hence this cantata is entitled, "Ich glaube, lieber Herr, hilf meine Unglauben." I believe, dear Lord, help my unbelief. The opening movement is a most remarkable creation. It takes as its text the single sentence from Mark 9, "I believe, dear Lord, help my unbelief." After an orchestral introduction, these words are sung in a poignant, hesitant and wavering phrase by the soprano soloist all by herself, before being joined in much firmer tones by the whole choir. After this, the alto, tenor, and bass soloists all take turns to declare, hesitantly, their faith in the dear Lord and ask to be strengthened. With this simple device, beautifully executed, Bach expresses the essence of the Christian's faith. Our faith is weak, yet our salvation is not based on the strength of our faith, but on its object, the dear Lord, who is the author and perfecter of our faith, and his help. In the first recitative, the tenor dwells on both themes, of Jesus' help and the doubt-filled anxiety of the Christian, with words based on the opening verses of Isaiah chapter 59. "The hand of the Lord has certainly not grown short. I can be helped. Ah, no, I'm sinking already down to earth before the anxieties that thrust me down to the ground. The highest is willing. His father's heart is breaking. Ah, no, he does not listen to sinners. He will. He must soon hurry to help you, to heal your distress. Ah, no, I remain most anxious for consolation. Ah, Lord, how long?" The mood of the music changes rapidly with each line, between the confidence of faith and the worry of unbelief, and closes with a plaintive, drawn-out lament, "Ah, Lord, how long?" The tenor continues with an aria of rich color and deep emotion, contemplating the weakness of his faith. "How full of doubt is my hope! How my anxious heart is wavering! The wick of my faith barely glimmers forth, the bruised reed almost breaks. Fear causes new pain constantly." The words make a direct reference to God's beautiful promise in Isaiah chapter 42, which are applied to Jesus in Matthew 12. "A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory, and in his name the Gentiles will hope." Thus, the struggling Christian's hope is evident in his very condition. It is for such struggling Christians, for people hopelessly weak in themselves, that the promises of the gospel are made. The second recitative, sung by the alto, now addresses the doubting heart with words of admonition and exhortation. Oh, get a grip on yourself, you doubtful courage, since Jesus even now works miracles. The eyes of faith will behold the salvation of the Lord. If the fulfillment seems too far away, you can nonetheless build on his promise. Now this is what you call a gospel exhortation, admonishing the doubting heart to get a grip of itself by turning its eyes towards Jesus and his promises. Faith will never grow by contemplating itself, but only by studying its object, Jesus. The brief recitative leads to an alto aria extolling the help Jesus offers to those who turn to him. The Saviour knows those who belong to him when their hope lies helpless. When the flesh and spirit strive within them, and he himself stands at their side, so that in the end, faith triumphs. Not surprisingly, this movement opens in a light, cheerful and optimistic mood. The middle section dealing with the inner strife introduces momentarily a slightly darker mood, but it is soon dispelled. The cantata closes, as usual, with a chorale verse. The verse in question is the seventh stanza of Lazarus Spengler's Durch Adams Fall, which appears heavily paraphrased and abridged in the Lutheran service book as number 562, All Mankind Fell in Adam's Fall, to a tune not originally associated with this text. Bach sets the words with the proper melody. Whoever hopes in God and trusts in him will never be put to shame. For whoever builds on this rock, even though there might befall him much misfortune here, yet I have never seen a person fall who relies upon the consolation of God. He helps all those who have faith in him. This chorale, written in 1524, which outlines the fall and redemption of mankind, is the only one quoted in the Lutheran confessions, an indication of its significance in the Lutheran Church. Bach therefore gives it special treatment. Instead of the usual straightforward four-part harmonization, it is ornamented with a jubilant orchestral introduction, interludes and conclusion. Here to perform Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 109, Ich glaube, lieber Herr, hilf meine Unglauben, is the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan under the direction of Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Midori Suzuki, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Chiyuki Urano, bass. The recording is found on volume 14 of BCJ's complete set of Bach's cantatas, published by BIS and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com. Thank you.
verkürzt, mir kann geholfen werden. Ach nein, ich sinke schon zur Erde vor Sorge, dass sie mich zu Boden stürzt. Der Höchste will, sein Vaterherz zerbricht. Ach nein, er hört die Sünder nicht. Er wird, er muss dir bald zu helfen eilen, um deine Not zu heilen. Bleibet mir um Trost sehr bange. Ach Herr, wie lange.
so fern, so kannst du doch auf diese Reisung bauen.
Thank you.
That was Cantata No. 109 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Barclay June Japan with soloists Midori Suzuki, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Chiyuki Urano, bass. The conductor was Masaki Suzuki. Thanks for listening. Join me again next week. The church is slowly drawing to its close, and with it our year-long survey of Bach's cantatas. But there are still several gems left for us to explore. And don't forget that you can listen to all the past episodes on Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk, together with all our other programmes. I'm Pastor Tapani Simoyoki, and you're listening to Lutheran Radio UK.